Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us in this opening seminar, I want to share with us on the subject of kingdom worship. We want to begin it on a very spiritual note. Because everything that God wants for you to have begins in the spirit. And we want to talk about the strengths that we have as black people or as a people of color. It is important for us to focus on our strength and our weaknesses. It is important for us to focus on what we can do than what we cannot do. Because the human being, it said that he likes to focus on his weaknesses than his strength. But God gave you strength so that as you perfect the strength, he will promote you through your strengths, not through your weaknesses. But as a people, we like to bash ourselves and say how weak we are and how we cannot make it just because of certain weaknesses that are inherent in our lives and in our societies.
But
we become a very precautious people who are always saying, be very careful, be careful. When this thing happens to you, be careful. That one will not let anything happen to anybody. Listen very carefully. If you keep telling your children, be careful when you become this, so that this thing doesn't happen to you, they won't become it. Because the caution is able to take hold of them. We have to release ourselves and say that by the grace of God, we are going to make it. And as we are making it, God is going to preserve us in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I came to tell us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, if you are born again, you are already abundantly provided for.
Hallelujah.
It is too late for God not to bless you. Because what Jesus Christ did is enough grounds for God in his justice and in his righteousness to bless your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that in Christ Jesus, you have the righteousness of God himself. You have his holiness. You have his image. You have his forgiveness. You have his victory. You have his weapons. You have his provisions for your physical life and for your spiritual life already.
Hallelujah.
There is nothing you will do that will induce God to do it except what Jesus Christ has done. So So when Jesus came on earth, he said something in the book of Luke chapter 8 and Mark chapter 4 so. He said that God let his son and his reign to fall on the thankful and the unthankful. The Son is representing God's wisdom. God's light in the midst of darkness. The rain is talking about God's plenty and prosperity. If God gives wisdom to unbelievers, to those who are thankful and to those who are not thankful, why do you think that you have to thank God before he gives you wisdom? Why do you think you have to thank God before he showers blessings or prosperity on you?
So
our worship must move away from where we are trying to induce God to do something. Because that one is a circumvention of Jesus. It is not a glorification of Jesus. You will feel good and wonderful. Yes, that you have praised the Lord, you have worshipped the Lord, you feel all those wonderful feelings. But the issue is that you did it outside of Christ. You did it outside of Christ. So we have to elevate the motive for our praises. Because God is not just interested in you singing sweet worship songs. He looks at the motive of your heart. As we do it, he asks himself, why are these people doing it? They think they want to bribe me. They forget that Jesus has paid the price for it. And if they are not glorifying Jesus, how can heaven respond to you? But our praises is going to bring much into our lives as a people of color. If only we are going to set our minds on things above. Not on the selfish, self-centered motive. There is no nobility in doing something with a profit motive. It's not honorable. When you are doing something for somebody or to somebody, and your motive is that the person will give something to you, there is no honor in it. But when you do it just purely in service to the person without any ulterior selfish motive, The person is honored and the person is moved to do so much even for you.
So
our mind in worship, ladies and gentlemen, must be that if even God doesn't do anything, whether he blesses me, he doesn't bless me, he protects me, he doesn't protect me, he is God and I need to give my worship to him.
Hallelujah.
That should be the motive for our worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So move out of the gutter. The earthly. And begin to think like the angels. As they worship him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second thing I want to talk to you about, about the way that kingdom worship is, is that kingdom worship glorifies Jesus. Look at the book of Romans chapter 10. And then verse 1. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God. But not according to knowledge. God says that the people of Israel, literal Israel, they love God. They are on fire for God. They have a zeal for God. But the problem is that it's not according to knowledge. Because they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, please underline ignorant. In the Greek, the word translated ignorant is translated ignore. In other words, they know something but they ignore it. A Bible somewhere calls it they willingly are ignorant. They willingly, they don't want to know anything. Willingly they are ignorant. But look at the danger of zeal without the right knowledge. Verse 3 now. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, that is talking about kingdom righteousness, of course. And seeking to establish their own righteousness, that is religious righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. It says that these people, they love the Lord. They believe in God. They do all that God wants them to do. But the problem with them is that they are set on the religious, not on the kingdom version of issues that Jesus came introducing to them. So in spite of the fact that they are the people of God, in spite of the fact that they love the Lord and they go to church and they go to the synagogue, God turns his back on their worship. Why? Because they are not following the kingdom brand of worship or righteousness that Jesus came and introduced to them. That is why God had to forsake his own nation and his own people, because they rejected Jesus and the kingdom version. The Bible says that they are an example to us. That if God rejected them because they didn't glorify Jesus, as for you, he will just take you out quickly. Just because you don't glorify Jesus. The second thing our kingdom worship is that it glorifies Jesus. It's a worship that glorifies what Jesus has done. If you read the book of Revelations, you understand that the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for us, was also used to initiate the angels of heaven into God's new covenant with mankind. So in their worship to God, they worship God for the blood
that was slain in heaven.
Hallelujah. Na sa emojana Christo ebe shio gudi jie nkwano. Sa emojana suma odi ya kamuwa asrobo fono so. Ah, ema kwense. Esumno amu somno. Omo tumtumo nyame. Ena mo guamani mojani nti.
They give honor to the Lamb.
Na enye oguamanu omu diaye yesanu manu.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, the problem with our worship is that it sets aside what Jesus has done, and we worship like unbelievers. Unbelievers do not belong to the kingdom of God. They don't have a revelation about the blood of Jesus. They don't understand what Jesus Christ came to do for us. But we are different. We belong to the kingdom of God. And there is no difference between the heavenly kingdom and then the earthly kingdom of God. And the way that heaven worship is the way that those who belong to the earthly kingdom of God must also worship. Angels worship acknowledging Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Many times our worship is like unbelievers worshiping. Because unbelievers, when they are worshiping, they worship God. The first thing they give thanks to God is that they have wake up in the morning.
Point number one,
and they thank God for food that they have eaten. And they thank God for their family, their wives, and their children. And they thank God for all the cars and the buildings and their businesses. They thank God for their clothes. They thank God for their exams results and all that. That one, the Bible refers to as a low praise. It is earthly praise. It is religious worship. Because before Jesus Christ came, there were cars, so to speak. There were wives and children and exams and people doing well. And farms prospering. They were there before Jesus came. So do you know what we are doing when we are praising the Lord because He woke us up and we didn't die? And when we travel from Accra or UK to this place, we didn't die. Do you know what you are doing?
Nah, what a shock. Winnie, my dear, yeah, yeah. Say ya sorry no panya bedo nyamia so nyamia da was say wa ma yewu ya da ya yewu ni ya niate ya da was say ya tuam ya fro aeroplane eko ahapo de hu takra de tu akra udu fifi wona belande ya obedde nyamia se na anase watu kwa kwa UK ba wo de nyamia se wa fo emirate wo de nyamia se wa Malaysia wo de nyamia se ni jina wo kekan.
Hey, how can we do that and get heaven to respond to a religious praise? Our praises is supposed to be the kingdom type. They call it high praise. It is a praise that acknowledges what Jesus has done, that you took our poverty and gave us his prosperity, that you took our sins and gave us his righteousness and forgiveness, that you took the punishment of our sins and he gave us freedom from punishment from sin, that you took our cares and gave us blessing, he took our troubles and confusion and gave us his peace, he took everything that was evil about us and gave us a heavenly vision of issues.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say ya be suma and nama hini kwan no so dia and then I was say radimeda was say well Christo I wouldn't know mame so why you me bonne na wa mami fa bonne fache so when ya me no me na wa mami shra when ya me way me yare na wa mama yarisa when ya me wama me di kuni wa baby biara metia so say Christo ni mo jane shoguma meno nya obro samde tata meno on ya mia ya ban hu body ya mami esani mo janti.
Our praises must be based on higher things which unbelievers have not seen. They don't know the importance of as he is, so are we in this world. If you know what God has done for you by the perfect love of God, that as he sees Jesus, so are you in this world. Your praises will transcend praising God for a shoe and praising God for visa and praising God for issues that unbelievers are also getting. But you have to lift up your praise and praise him for things that unbelievers do not know, but which you know. Righteousness, forgiveness, victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. The person of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says Hallelujah. That we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. Philippians 3:3. Have no confidence in the flesh. And rejoice in Christ Jesus. Our joy must be in Christ Jesus. We do not rejoice necessarily because of breakthrough. We do not rejoice necessarily because somebody does you a house. We rejoice because of the person of Jesus. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and what his performance has brought into our lives. That is why when the 70 disciples were rejoicing that demons were subject to them, Jesus says that in this rejoice not. Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice in your spiritual position in heaven that Jesus has put you. He took their minds off those things because there were people casting out devils also. The Pharisees, their disciples, they were casting out demons by Beelzebub. Say, don't rejoice in this. Rejoice in an extraordinary thing about something in heaven, your position in heaven, where Jesus has placed you right now.
Hallelujah. Christo beba nina sani oma we nina awamo ye. Ne diye mbiyo na aba. Christo wune chino. Aba wumune. Christo se. Weyi wu yari ye. Weyi wunu miya ya diya mao. Weyi wuku bebeba wuku. Wama wuku ni mdiye. Wama wa yari sa. Wama wukanko. Enu ti se wunya breakthrough. Ose waje wunu miya ma mshira. Enu ti ya automatic. Nye mwumye moja na be ya ma wua. Wo trene ya wo wa enye wo ho ade na wo dia ye na mo Kristo mo jane ne ade ato so no eno na danyame ase adum no we yi we fi sumu ade wa ko han wo ka sa obun sam tetetwe esa sa wo ma otumi sunku bi eno Kristo ni mo jane mu eno ana wo se wo yi nyame aye enya wo na ye bu ya wo chichire wo se ni pre kuro mu aba ya sa wo wa dada. Name can who say Christo ni one in the sorry mono. Any a hinion not in our demono. Who war a better living war? A bra box from Kofu Frobia. Obia one in Yaminino. Only, and on our war, and no sooner you won your mire was.
As you set Hallelujah. Your affection on Hallelujah. These things above. God is going to give you a revelation of Jesus himself. As your worship is full of the person of Jesus, God, heaven is going to respond to you. And you have such an extraordinary understanding of the performance of Jesus Christ for you on this earth.
And then I will be anti asunko and I'm a Christo Bay de Ma wono ewo asasis.
As people of color,
say ye be before
believers, we lift up kingdom worship to God. Heaven is going to respond, and God says that when He hears in heaven, He will respond and He will heal our land.
Hallelujah.
He will bless our people. God will save Africa. Heaven will be opened over Africa. And black people everywhere. If we learn to use our strengths, and we kingdomize what God has blessed us with, mighty things are going to be revealed to us.
Hallelujah.
The things that we are not able to subdue, God by His own Spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the God of all grace, hallelujah, after that you have suffered a while, will Himself, hallelujah, not sending an angel, hallelujah, will Himself come and perfect you.
Now, share say, onu nyankopɔ na nkasa wankasa obesuma wo bi ɔsi onu akasa bebam na nea wo bre wo mu no wa ma wa homechie wo.
Let me share with you the third and the final thing about kingdom worship. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Now we can hear now what's in them Jesus Abel oh yeah for real and so any sin Cain.
Abel's sacrifice was a kingdom one. Cain's sacrifice was a religious one. But it is Cain who started or brought out the idea that let us sacrifice. Actually, he brought a sacrifice first. And the Bible says that he brought first fruits.
Now Bible say what the nyoma kind by
no surplus. The first things that God blessed his farm with, Abel brought it and said, Lord, I am giving the first fruit to you.
Cain brought it.
But the Bible says that God looked at Cain's sacrifice. Cain was sincere. Nobody pushed him. He felt that, look, I have to honor God. God has done so much for me. Look at my farm. He has blessed me. Let me bring the first fruit. Let me honor him. He was sincere. He was honest. He came from a good heart. But God rejected it.
Now, Abel,
because it didn't have Jesus in it. The Bible says that Cain didn't offer it by faith. Rather, Abel brought his sacrifice also to God. The Bible says that Abel offered it by faith. Because as he killed that animal, I believe that Abel had heard. Because faith comes by hearing. Abel had heard that this kingdom system that has left man because of sin, by a sacrifice of a lamb or an animal, God was going to bring the kingdom system back. Abel did the thing with a certain knowledge, with a certain knowledge of Jesus.
Abel what to say? Sa ewiase ya onyame bo ne kan ya ena sey e wo se ogun me bi emoje gu ansa na kwaje aba ene ti Bible say Abel for ya wo yiye no oyiye na ejina chide so.
That is why God accepted his sacrifice.
Is
it possible that you lift up your hands, you are worshiping the Lord and all that, but God doesn't accept your sacrifice? Is it possible? You say, Papa, I'm sincere. I decided in the purity of my heart that I'm going to do it. Is it possible? It is possible if you put this man, this son of God called Jesus, if you put him aside, God doesn't recognize your sacrifice. He doesn't, no matter how sincere you are, No matter how it wasn't offered to an idol, no matter how you gave it to church, but if Jesus is not in it and his performance doesn't reflect it, God rejects it.
Na ebetu mi abaso anaso wa ma wonsa so a wonyamenye ana weyi aforie bia wonyame na ni nso ana wo de wakoma mu pe akaso wonyame we shira mi say entimidi we bra wa sorry mi di we ebo we ya onyame ni mu ana ane ebetu mi abasa se wentumi eni Kristo ni na ade a wo ya no ama Kristo hu ewo dia oya no eba ewo mu a aforie na weyi na ye kwa se Kristo wo mu kuto dia.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other Kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.